Welcome to the Issue Is podcast. I'm Alex Michelson. We continue to talk to the leading candidates in the recall election of Governor Gavin Newsom and, of course, the governor himself. This week, we are talking with former Congressman Doug Ossie. He represented Sacramento in Congress in the early 2000s. He's a successful businessman, farmer in the Sacramento area, and he now wants to be the governor. He admits he's a bit of a long shot, but he says it's the tortoise in the hare, and he's going to find his way and find his voice, and then he's got experience that other people don't. He lays out his vision. We talk about a lot of the big issues in this extended interview, including material not seen on the TV broadcast. Here is Congressman Doug Ossie.
Former Congressman Doug Ossie is here in the House.
Great
to have you here. Let's talk about your background for a moment. From 1999 to 2005, Ossie represented Sacramento in the U.S. House of Representatives, where he pushed to cut taxes and add more border security.
Right.
In 2014, he ran to get his old seat back. He lost, but it was one of the closest races in the whole country, losing by less than 1%. He's a successful farmer, a real estate developer. He briefly considered running for governor in 2018. Now he is running in the recall election in 2021. Doug Ossie, welcome to The Issue Is for the first time.
Thank you, Alex. It's great to be here.
All right. So I ask all the candidates the same question of everybody. Why you?
For governor?
Yeah.
Oh, that's straightforward. I've got the experience and background to do this. I have the contacts to make sure that California and Washington, D.C. are communicating. I've got the solutions you've seen on my website for the issues that we're dealing with. I'm the guy that gets things done. I'm not a shiny bauble, but if you want something done, you come see me.
And you've talked about the fact that you're one of the only guys with experience in both government and business.
Correct.
At the same time.
Right. Big time.
But yet, you know, you're still not doing as well as some of them in terms of the polls. Don't have the name ID that they have, don't have the money, don't have the social media followers that they have. How are you going to pull this off?
So this is a tortoise and a hare thing, right? I'm the tortoise.
Yeah.
So I just keep plugging away. It's just, when I ran in 98 the first time, everybody told me, go home, run for something else. Mm-hmm. I said, no, I'm running for Congress. And I give them the same answer today. Do not judge me by today. Judge me by when you have more information. You will find that experience matters, and that's the thing I've got over everybody else.
Well, let's talk about some of the issues. Uh-huh. COVID is back.
Oh, big
it seemed
time.
Like it was
big
going
time.
Away. The governor this week with a decision to mandate for all California employees that you either show
State
proof of vaccination.
State of California.
State of California employees.
Right.
Either get vaccinated or you have to test weekly.
Correct.
Good idea?
I actually think the governor is within his rights to say that. He is the top guy in the State of California organization. Interestingly enough, Alex, my wife works in healthcare. She works in a pathology lab. At the hospital she works at, she's been wearing masks since February of 2020. She gets tested daily every time she goes into work. So healthcare workers, they're all complying with this anyway. My daughter took one of those temporary jobs at EDD. She was working remotely, so she wasn't in a congregate facility kind of thing. So, I mean, it's like he's repeating stuff we're already doing.
Although you now have to show proof of vaccination before a lot of
well,
it was done.
Well, if you're a state employee,
the honor right. system. So if you are governor right now, what's different when it comes to COVID? Because we do see the
Great
Delta
question.
Variant exploding.
So we're going to, Alex, we're not going to, Delta is not the last of the variants we're going to see.
Yeah.
All right. This disease evolves. We need to evolve the manner in which we deal with it. Frankly, when this thing first hit our shores, I think Governor Newsom did the right thing in saying, everybody shut down. We need to know what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Where I fault him is that 30 days later, the private schools and healthcare had started to make significant inroads in how to deal with it, and he never evolved his approach to it. That's where I fault him. He was still stuck doing stuff that we'd started with when the science and sociological patterns had changed. So my view here is that Delta's with us. We have to deal with it. Parents and people need to have the freedom and options for where they take their kids to school, how they buy groceries, where do they go to work, things like that. That's the responsibility of a responsible governor.
But what specifically are you doing right now that's different than what he's doing?
Well, I'm not in office right now.
Right, I know, but if say you become governor a month and a half from now or a few months from now.
Okay,
so
I understand your question.
September. So, what's specifically different?
First, number one, parents, in the children that they are responsible for. They are going to get the right to choose where their kids go to school and what mask mandate they have to meet. If they don't want to meet the public K-12 mask mandate, then you need to find another place for your children, and we're going to give you options to do that. We're going to expand independent study programs. We're going to expand homeschooling programs so that your kids can go there. If you're an employee, not of the state or healthcare, but by yourself, frankly, your boss or your owner or you, the owner, are smart enough to figure out how to handle your affairs. Understand there's risk. If you get out of bed, there's risk.
Yeah.
So COVID is a risk assessment issue. We're never going to eliminate risk. You just got to face it and move forward.
But the CDC points out that kids under 12, mm-hmm. none of them are vaccinated right now. They now say that it is safer for kids to mask up in school. Why are they wrong?
I'm not a doctor. CDC has come out with a lot of recommendations and guidance, but I still think the responsibility falls to the parent to make the final decision. And that's, as governor, that is exactly the way I would approach it. If you don't want your kid in school, then you need to that has a mask requirement, then you need to find a solution for that. And that is go to a school that doesn't have a mask requirement, get an independent study program, or have homeschooling options available through your district. That's one of the things you'll find on my website, is that those options yeah. need to be significantly increased. And we need to do that now, because school is coming.
But don't you think the teachers union would fight you back on that really intensely?
Well, the teachers union is going to come after me anyway. They don't like me in the first place.
Yeah.
My job as governor is to make sure kids have the chance to get a good, solid education.
And part of that, I know you talk about, which is school choice. Mm-hmm. That's not just a matter of COVID. What's your plan when it comes to K-12?
So I actually think parents, again, going back to the parents are the ultimate arbiter of a kid's education. We need to give them the options of going wherever they want to go.
So is that vouchers? What does that look
no,
like?
No, it's you pick the school you want your kid to attend, and the state funding follows that kid wherever they go. For instance, I remember my identifier when I went to Cal. S259480 is burned into my head. Every child has that. We pair that identifier with the money, and it follows the kid wherever the kid goes.
So what happens to schools in poor neighborhoods when people say, I don't want to go there?
Well, they are going to say they don't want to go there, because the schools in the poorer neighborhoods have a far greater tendency to be poorly performing than they should be. So they're going to walk. They're going to go to some other facility where they can get a good, solid education. We're going to know in the first week which schools are performing and which aren't, and we'll be able to say, okay, let's fix this so these parents can take their kids to neighborhood schools.
So when the legislature and the teachers union and the teachers union, which is funding the legislature, fights you back on that, how do you make that happen?
I'm going to go into their districts of the legislators, and I'm going to say to the people living in those districts, as I've done in the past for other candidates, I'm going to say, this person is standing in the way of your kid getting a decent education. I need you to vote differently this time.
Well, let's talk about another big issue, which is homelessness. One of the biggest issues on the streets of California. What specifically is done differently the day that Doug Ossie becomes governor?
So right now, homelessness is governed by a law called Lannerman-Petras Short, passed in 1967.
LPS.
LPS. LPS has as a standard that you cannot take someone into custodial care if they are not an imminent threat to themselves or others. That standard is too high. It means that people who are drug addicted or mentally ill, who cannot function independently, are being left on the street with no assistance. We need to change the standard. We need to change it to someone who's drug addicted or mentally ill, who cannot conduct their affairs for themselves. We change the law. Okay, so that's what governance is about. You change the law, and then you implement the law. We lower the standard, we get these people the medical treatment they need for their drug addiction, the counseling for their mental illness, we help them get back to being functioning, contributing citizens.
And where do we get the funding for all the mental health and everything else?
We're spending $4 billion a year at the state level on 41 different programs spread across 9 different agencies, and the number keeps growing. The number of homeless keeps growing. Governor Newsom has proposed to triple down, take that to $12 billion. That's not a shortage of funds. Mm-hmm. It's a mistake in approach.
One of the things that you have called for in this race is a debate.
I have.
And We're having one.
Put your name on the ballot, man.
Yeah. No. We are going to be hosting a debate next Wednesday, August 4th, Fox 11 Los Angeles, KTVU in the Bay Area. Let's put this information up on the screen. Our sister stations will be airing a live debate at the Nixon Library from 6 to 7:30. I'm honored to be among the moderators, along with Congressman Osi, Kevin Faulkner, Kevin Kiley, John Cox. We hope Larry Elder. You're all going to be there. So the debate starts. What's your strategy?
I'm going to tell them who I am. I'm going to say, look, I have the experience to get this done. I've been successful in business. I've been successful in politics. If you want strong, firm leadership with solutions, not just rhetoric, but solutions, I'm your guy. I've cut taxes. I've built water projects. I've built housing. I've dealt with homeless. I'm the father of the wall on the border. I literally am the father of the wall on the border. So, again, I'm not your shiny object. I just get stuff done.
When he says that, he means that you passed legislation in the 90s and early 2000s,
yeah.
Which is to build a border wall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Well, we play a game on this show called the name game. This is where we quickly mention the names of your competitors and give you a chance to weigh in on the first word or super short phrase that comes to mind. This is to get you ready for the debate
okay.
next week.
Okay?
Bring. Ready? All right. So let's begin with Governor Gavin Newsom.
Great father, out of his league.
Larry Elder.
Don't know a thing about him.
Kevin Faulkner.
Plastic man.
Ooh, John Cox.
I actually like John Cox.
Kevin Kiley.
Kevin Kiley is a friend of mine and a former business partner.
Yeah, you worked on farming together, uh-huh. right? And finally, Caitlyn Jenner.
Don't know much about her.
Plastic man. What does that mean?
He just strikes me as being an inch thin.
Why is that?
Because I look at the policies he's done in San Diego versus what he's talking about on the campaign trail today, and there's no connection.
What do you mean?
Well, he talks about reducing homelessness in San Diego, but what he did in 2018 was change the methodology by which the homeless were counted, and it resulted in a lower number. Things like that. I mean, he hasn't reduced overall homelessness. He drove it to the satellite cities in San Diego County, so like Chula Vista and Imperial Beach and some of the others. Their homelessness went up. San Diego's went down. I mean, those are not solutions. That's just plasticity.
Sounds like there's a reason to watch this debate next week.
There's nothing like comparing and contrasting.
Let's also get to know you a little bit. I think this is an introduction to a lot of viewers around the state to you, and we play a game called Personal Issues, where we talk about some of your favorites and have a little bit of fun. So, you ready?
Yep.
This is the really hard question. The hard
question. Come on.
All right. What's your favorite TV show?
Oh, boy. It's Blue Bloods. Last Man Standing or the San Francisco Giants.
Okay, favorite food?
Oh, celery with chunky peanut butter fillers.
Oh, that's fun. Best thing about being a Californian?
The sun and the climate.
Hey, favorite sports team?
San Francisco Giants.
Yeah. What's your favorite Olympic sport?
I don't know, javelin.
And who is your role model?
My dad.
Why is that? Tell us a little bit about him.
He was just steady. He was just steady. He didn't shout. He wasn't running around looking for a parade. He just got stuff done.
That sounds good. And real quickly, to wrap things up, your main message to voters on why they should pick you.
You want something done? I'm your guy.
All right. We'll leave it there.
Our thanks to Congressman Osi. A reminder that he is going to be a part of the recall debate next week at the Nixon Library. It's going to air live on Fox 11 in Los Angeles, on KTVU in the Bay Area, at foxla.com/live, potentially other stations, several radio stations, including Sinclair Radio Network, Salem Radio Network, I should say, are all going to be airing this debate Wednesday, August 4th, from 6 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. And next week on the Issue Is TV version, we will also be airing the highlights of it, and we'll put out the debate in its entirety next week on the Issue Is podcast as well. Thank you again for listening. I'm Alex Michelson. We'll see you next week for a big edition of the Issue Is.